Life is a stage, and the things around us are props. When a person goes into business, it can be likened to the performance of their life. Charles Gordon still recalls his initial reaction when, at the age of 20, his accountant broke the unexpected news, "You're worth a million." Whilst most young men of his age would have been on the phone to order a case of crystal champagne and planning the party of a lifetime, Charles's initial reaction was simply, "What's the next financial milestone?" If you enjoy the thrill and challenge of thinking and living outside the mind-numbing figurative box, then Empowerment is the book that will propel you into the big league. For those who lack such boldness, the recommendation is that you shut the pages of this book and choose more mainstream reading, with all of its comfortable limitations and normalities. As the intrepid go through the pages of Empowerment, they will discover a host of priceless principles which have traditionally been hidden by those in power. The result has been that those in the higher income brackets remain at the top, while those with only a few pennies have remained at the bottom of the earnings league, because of not being privy to the secrets of financial success. What makes Empowerment unique is that it has been compiled by someone who is part of the financial elite, who has tried and tested the formula for financial success, and is willing to spill the beans. In other words, Empowerment is not just theory written by a university lecturer who drives a Skoda, but by someone who is the real deal. One of the objectives of this book is to lay bare some of the tricks of the trade, empowering the reader in the process. "But," I hear you saying, "this all sounds a trifle naughty, and I don't want to find myself locked up." Don't worry, the con artist comes in two forms. One of those is the rogue who almost always hides his intentions, because they are always devious, resulting in some poor sod having his pockets emptied. This book is appealing to the other type, who has all the skills of the former, but uses it for above-board enterprises to outwit his competitors while fulfilling his dreams and helping those around him. Interestingly, another definition of the word con from the Collins Dictionary is to know, to learn, and to study carefully. I would add, particularly those who make up the establishment, since they often use the best tricks.